Hundreds of people walked out onto frozen Lake Champlain in North Hero for an ice fishing festival on Saturday. The event is held annually by Vermont Fish and Wildlife. It's part of Free Ice Fishing Day, when the state allows people to fish without a license. VPR's Bela Metzger was out on the lake, and she brings us this story.
Have you been ice fishing before?
First time.
First time?
Wow. 7.5-year-old Henry Wislowski is all bundled up in a hat and scarf. You can barely see his face. He watches his dad, Steve, do step one of ice fishing, drilling a hole through the ice.
There are about 18 inches of ice under us today, and they say that's enough to hold a semi-trailer.
The Wislowskis are here with Cub Scout Pack 678 out of South Burlington. A group of boys and their parents came out to learn how to ice fish. Many are trying it for the first time. They're spread out over the frozen lake, making holes and dangling fishing lines below the surface.
What are we doing once we get the hole here?
What we're doing is jigging. What my son Henry here is doing is basically let the line go all the way to the bottom of the lake, and you sort of get the bait right up off the bottom, and then you kind of slowly wind it back up out of the ice, bouncing it as you go. And if you get a fish, real quickly pull them up out of the hole.
For some people, when lakes freeze over, it means an end to spending time on the water until spring. For others, it's the start of fishing season. Lexi Boudreau sits with two friends. They look like they know what they're doing. They dragged out a sled piled high with supplies and big plastic bins.
Old cat litter bins. They work pretty good and they're free, so.
Boudreau grew up in Milton and has been ice fishing since she was a little girl.
So my dad taught me how to ice fish, but these two have never gone before and I wanted to bring them along. And so it's their first time. Really, it's just about being with friends and doing something to get away from the hustle and bustle.
Boudreau's friend Jordan Ritter looks cold but game.
I haven't caught anything yet, but still hopeful.
This is just a waiting game. You know, you play with the rod a little bit, bounce it up and down, and hope a fish bites.
Fish and Wildlife has set up a fry station, so anyone who does catch a fish can eat it. Soon, Boudreau and her friends leave their cat litter buckets behind and come over.
Did y'all catch anything?
Yes, we caught a perch.
It's about 6 inches big. Average for a perch, but too small for lunch. Still, she has them carve it up and throw it in the fryer.
Very, very hot. Watch out.
You guys want a
piece? Mmm.
What does it taste like?
Tastes like fried food, but it's very fresh. It's not like when you go to a restaurant and get something frozen. It's soft, crunchy, and kind of salty. It's really good.
After eating, they head back out onto the ice to do more fishing. For VPR News, I'm Bela Metzger.